Awkward people, Stephanie and I are super excited to announce a new partnership that we have with a swinging community site called SDC. Now, the way that we're going to handle this one is this is where we're going to communicate from now on with anybody that we want to play with, because SDC has a great way of letting us figure out exactly what somebody is. It's going to ask all the right questions. I get to know what their height, their weight, their play preference. All kinds of pictures, they can upload videos, and it makes it super easy to search and verify location on. So we figured, hey, if they're gonna let us play and advertise, that's probably gonna be the right site for us to use, right, Steph?
Absolutely. I mean, it makes sense.
It's like window shopping now. Steph can just jump on and whoever she likes, boom, right there. Now, if you wanna make sure that you get connected with us on that site, sign up through our link, awkward. XXX.com. Anybody that signs up there, we will find out. Now, maybe not immediately because we're still learning, but we will find you and we will send you a message saying, hey, thank you for joining. And it'll be a great way for us to connect and have unfiltered conversation together. So we're really looking forward to it. And hopefully, we'll see you online at Awkward XX. Common Confidential, Sometimes when you think about luxury, you think about like the bed sheets or the mattress that you're on. You don't necessarily think about the towels that you're going to use to clean up with afterwards. And that is probably my favorite thing about what we received from Common Confidential is these little cum rags. Y'all, it seems silly, but they are absolutely amazing. I mean, let's not get it twisted. The blanket they gave us is awesome too. Steph and I rolled around on it immediately. And the body butter that they gave us, I mean, it works for penetration too, which, right up our alley. But still, the six washcloths, that is what I think about most often and what I try to keep clean. Because if I'm going to clean up, I'd much rather clean up with that than with a paper towel. I know it's silly, but y'all go check it out yourself, commonconfidential.com, and then use our discount code AwkwardPillowTalk. Get some for yourself. You're going to thank me later. So I feel like this is one of those items that everybody always laughs about. Like you kind of saw it in movies. You're like, oh, it's a penis pump, and you're thinking, what is the point of that? Well, along with all of this fame that I've been given through this podcast, Bathmate was kind enough to send me a penis pump to try out. Now, I told him, on a good day, I'm pushing 9 inches. He sent me the Hydro Extreme 7, and I was hesitant to use it at first because, again, I don't really feel like I need this. But the way they explained it to me is this is kind of like a workout. My dick is like an athlete, like a professional athlete, like, let's say, an NFL player, and it needs to work out daily. So I need to pump iron with this thing about 3 times a day. We do 3 minutes of pumping, and then we do 2 minutes of what we call jelking. And we do that 5 times a week, so 15 different sessions. To say that Stephanie can feel a difference is, I mean, it goes without saying. I can feel a difference because I'm feeling parts of Stephanie I've never felt before. So I know she can feel a difference. Y'all. It's fun. It feels pretty good. And I mean, it boosts the confidence. I think you should check it out. Go ahead and get one for yourself. bathmatedirect.com/StephanieClassX. You're listening to the Awkward Pillow Talk podcast. I'm your host, Jason Class, along with my wife, OnlyFans model, and self-proclaimed awkward chick, Stephanie Class. We are here to get the awkward stuff out of the way. This podcast is a true representation of our journey through anxiety and learning to love sex. If any of that offends you, we'd like to say, fuck you. All right. Thank you for joining us for another episode of the Awkward Pillow Talk podcast. And, this past week, we've had some awesome numbers coming through, different countries listening to us. So thank you to everybody who is continuing to boost our ego.
Yes.
Please make sure you all leave reviews. That really helps us a ton. We're finally getting enough, views and listens and stuff that we're able to
utilize advertising and all that kind of stuff. So if you start hearing some commercials going through, just remember that is supporting our show. This is part of how we make a living. And I'll throw out another one of our people that we advertise with, Nude Pleasures.
Yes.
They reminded me the other day that our code ATALK is actually stackable. So if they have another discount running on their site, you can put ATALK on top of it and you'll still get that extra percentage off.
Yeah.
And you get a free sex toy with it too.
And it's pretty awesome.
They're legit. We've been meaning to order more from them as well. I've actually been going around locally talking to people about it because I'm just like so blown away by how well that product.
Exactly. Yep.
So hopefully they'll reach back out to me here soon too. I've been having communication with them back and forth that keeps kind of getting cut off or very slow responses.
The machines going on and like,
I get it.
They're also Florida based as well. Yep. So like there's been a lot going on.
Hopefully we connect with them again soon. And it's really something that we want to push because it's a product that we actually enjoyed. And that's one thing that we're very insistent on is not pushing things that we do not believe in.
Right.
I want to bring up another topic before we kind of dive into what we're going to talk about today. And that's just kind of supporting Steph and her page.
Right.
We have so many people that come through here that feel like they are owed some sort of response from Steph. And there is only one Steph.
Right.
There is just her. So to keep it fair, she responds to people on paid platforms. What does that mean for you? That means you cannot message her. It'd be nasty or message her on a paid platform and ask to hook up. That's not how this works. Okay. We have to be fair. She's not going to waste her time all day long responding to your Reddit, your Twitter, your VetLife messages,
Instagram.
The best way to get to know Steph and to stay within the boundaries of the terms of service, if you really want to have a good chance, is this. It is support Steph. It's to go to her page, it's to subscribe. When you subscribe, if you are following her on Reddit already, which is Stephanie Class, go ahead and send her your Reddit name along with it. Steph actually keeps notes.
I sure do.
Of everybody's Reddit name, because that's the kind of person she is. And then once she gets to know you and she finds out where you are without you asking.
Yeah, I just have to like.
Cannot ask, because if you ask, we're going to block you.
Right.
If she is interested, she will reach out. Nobody seems to understand this concept that like you are so much more likely to get fed in this scenario without asking.
Right.
Because the asking for it.
I mean, obviously they have to like.
We have to know. We have to have an idea.
Out, but like.
But you don't like getting hit on in the first place.
No.
So like it makes you uncomfortable and it automatically shuts you down.
Right. And usually it's like the virgins are already like uncomfortable with asking, which I get because that's probably part of the reason that they're still a virgin. And so like they have to let me know. But when they start getting pushy and being like, so when are we going to do this? How can I book? How can I meet up? How can I?
It is done.
Yeah, it's not going
to. Or when you start getting pushy, be like, actually, I think I'd like to wait and get two girls.
Right.
Yep, you're done.
It's not.
You don't get to choose. This isn't you are not in control of the situation.
If I want to do that. Great. But they are not. You guys are not in charge.
Yeah, so that's something that we've been dealing with a lot. And you'll look at the first pin post on Reddit and it kind of goes into it. It talks about what we're looking for. It talks about what you are allowed to say to us. And basically, this is our way of putting Steph back into control in the driver's seat. Get to know her. Have her get to know you.
Right.
Send pictures of yourself. Talk to her. Find out about her interests, but pay her for it too, right?
But like, send pictures, but not just of the you-know-what, like...
Yeah, she's not going to respond to a dick pic without a tip. Unfortunately, we are at the point where we are busy enough now that we have to put these rules down. We can't just respond to everybody.
Right.
It is what it is. We feel bad, but we also don't because this is a job and you are getting something from it. Right. Anybody else would charge you for it too. So with that being said,
right,
I want to dive into another little relationship exercise. Something that Steph and I have been approached with so much lately is just talking about how we communicate between each other,
right?
How other people can get their spouse to communicate like we do. And we started thinking of like exercises that we've done in the past with each other that like seemed ridiculous. But again, we are so comfortable talking with each other that like, it's like, whatever, let's just throw it out there and see what happens. You know what I mean? And one of the exercises that we thought would be really interesting to try to get our audience to try with their spouse, especially if it's something that you're struggling with,
kind of hesitant to try something or you don't know how to bring it up to your spouse. Like, we, you know, this little exercise might be a
game changer for you.
Right. A good little like entryway into.
So the idea of this actually came, we were doing it before the movie came out, but I think the idea for like the naming of it was the Yes Day movie that our kids used to watch. Right.
Right.
And it's essentially the purpose of the movie is like the kids
have to earn
a day where the parents cannot say no.
Right.
Right. And I was thinking, well, that's nice, you know, for a kid, that's a dream. But like, what about for like your spouse? Right. And,
but I mean, they also set boundaries.
They set boundaries. And there's certainly boundaries for this as well. But I think it's a really, really cool idea. And it both tests the trust of your relationship.
Right.
Right. And it also meets the needs of
everybody
at the same time. And maybe not something that you just like jump into right away if you're already having communication problems.
Right.
Maybe this is like a later step, because you really have to trust that your spouse is going to keep your best interests still in mind.
Right. Right.
So you're going to have to set boundaries.
Right.
This is a trust exercise between both partners.
Ways.
You have to trust that one partner is not going to over request
or over push your boundaries and your limits, because, or do something at like maybe not the appropriate time to be asking for certain something or whatever it is. Like, you got to be able to like know, like, if you are the person asking, when the right time to ask for whatever it is that you're asking for is. If you're the person being asked, trusting that they will keep it respectful.
I mean, you could think of this as a dom sub thing if you want to, but this is more, it goes both ways.
Right. Because it could be that
I'm requesting something or she's requesting something.
Right.
So in our scenario, the way, and I also want to mention that this works really well for somebody who has decision paralysis, like Steph.
Right.
Where she cannot make a decision. And she also has a hard time requesting things sometimes from me without just saying,
like, all like,
please, can you go do this? I'll have to like read between the lines, or I used to have to. And then kind of figure out what it was that she wanted and take action on it.
Right.
So this is kind of what we started doing to open up the communication, make things flow a little smoother. And the scenario that we'll use is me having a crazy high sex drive. Surprise.
And me maybe not always wanting to, but
really being invested in Pokemon.
Right. Pokemon Go.
So what we used to do is we used to be like, all right, she would see a Pokemon. This was back when they had like tools that you could like
first, when it first came,
it would drop and be like, hey, there's this Pokemon over here in this general vicinity. So we'd have to be a map or whatever.
Yeah, you had to like find it on the map. It would pop up and send you a notification. Hey, this Pokemon that you don't have is in this location for X amount of time. Go find it, basically. And, you know, sometimes I wouldn't know where that location was, but, and I would really want that Pokemon, but not enough to like go out there and drive myself. So I'd be like, hey, can you go get that for me?
Or she'd be like, the next time that Pokemon comes up, if we do it, we'll have sex immediately.
Right.
Or we'll have
whatever.
We'll book it. We booked a threesome one time because of it. I think the Hitmonlee.
Yeah, I don't remember. That was my like last
one. That was your last one that you needed, and that one was a threesome.
Yes. But that was the last one I needed, yeah.
So that wasn't necessarily like part of the Yes Day, but it's kind of part of like how we...
Quid pro quo.
It's kind of how we ended up on that concept, right? Which was, all right, yeah, the second that comes up, I'll go get it. And then, you know, the second I get it, we're banging. It's a reward system. You know what I mean? And it's not like you were upset, because you're like thrilled that you got this fucking Pokemon. I'm thrilled that my dick's getting wet. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, it's a win-win.
Whether it was a good stat or not, it was like, I have it in my Pokedex. I have it in my possession.
And for me, sex is a motivator.
Right.
So
you like having goals.
I love having goals, and sex can be used as a reward. It shouldn't be held back.
Should be withheld. Right.
But it should be given freely as rewards too. You know what I mean? It's like, I mean, it's kind of like dog treats, I suppose. You know what I mean? Like, you're still going to feed your dog.
Right.
But
also,
those treats are pretty good.
Goal.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's kind of where we ended up with how we do things now. And I would say to this day, we are pretty good at saying yes to each other almost consistently.
There's
within reason.
there are times where I'm just like, I'm way too tired.
And there's times where I'll ask for it and then I'll back off because I can read your mood.
Right.
And know that even though you said yes and that you would go through with it, it's not necessarily what we're looking for. And it goes the other way around too. You
right.
know, when like, if I'm stressed out and you need me to do something like for the kids or whatever, you know, also like, okay, let me just chill.
Well, you know,
like
go do it. It's fine. Like I can manage to do whatever it is or whatever. Like I can pull it together.
But we've noticed in particular when you're in a bad mood or you've gotten decision paralysis or whatever, if we
right.
just go into this mode of you don't have to make decisions, I don't have to make decisions, we're going to make the decisions for each other.
Right.
It has just been easy.
Right.
You know, we're supposed to be each other's crutch.
Right. And you shouldn't be afraid to ask for something that you want, no matter how like small or large it is. Like my big thing is like, we live near the beach. So like, I like going down to the beach, even if it's just to go look at the waves for 10 seconds.
And there was months where we didn't go because it would be too much on the kids or whatever, and
we had like, other things going on.
We live a block away from the beach. Why the fuck are we not going? And I realized how happy it made you.
Right. Again, even if it's just to like literally walk down to the end of the like steps, look at it, and then go home, that's fine. That's all I want. And so like, it got to the point where like around the same time every night, I'd be like, "Hey, are we gonna go to the beach tonight?" And he's like, you know, I'm going to say yes, unless we have something going on that is physically stopping us from going, or it's raining, or, I mean, sometimes we even still go down in the rain just because we're like,
we'll go down, why not? Just look, and there's circumstances too where I'll be like, we can go, but please, can you drive? Like, I'm just like, my mind is in something
everywhere,
and I don't want to take my mind off of this,
right?
But we can go,
right?
So
there's like that give and take, and like, you even said now, you're like, you don't even have to ask, just know that we're going to go unless something is stopping us at that time. But I still do. But just because I'm like, okay, well, maybe, you know, like.
And I can see you. Actually, I can tell, especially within the last few days, you're hitting decision paralysis again.
Uh-oh.
Because you're asking me questions multiple times.
I also hadn't been taking my anxiety meds. I skipped it a few days.
I can tell, for sure.
It just, not on purpose. It just like, I just forgot.
For me, I can tell what it's like when I've like when we because we write statuses all the time for, you know, Twitter or Instagram or whatever, Facebook. For me, it's when I tell it to you, you recite it back, and then you ask me three more times before you post it, and there's no changes. There's been zero changes whatsoever, but you keep asking me, and I'm like, okay, we're obviously getting a bit of decision paralysis, anxiety, you know, struggling to push that go button. And that's usually when I bring in a little more support for her. I'm like, hey, you hungry? What can I rub you?
Right.
You know, what can I do? Because I've lived with her with decision paralysis for years.
Right.
And
many years.
It's almost something where I could ignore it at this point.
Right.
And be like, oh, it's okay. I know how to live with it. Let me let it go. I know that she doesn't like living like that.
Or that I don't even know that I'm living in it.
You don't realize that you're in the slump until I point it out to you. And I will say, even though we are so comfortable talking with each other, it's always uncomfortable to point out to your spouse when they have a negative behavior, right? So like, especially within the last few days, I can tell when you're getting frustrated, more frustrated than usual with like the kids, right?
Right.
So I'll step in and I'll be like, hey babe, we got to chill. That wasn't worth, you know, that's not you. That's not whatever it is. And you do the same shit to me, too.
Right.
You know when I'm getting... I get, stimulation overload, like
right.
a motherfucker.
Really bad.
I just hit it where I'm just like, I've got to walk away, and the kids do not fucking get it.
No, they don't.
It is just nonstop onslaught of noise.
Right.
So you know that that's my trigger, and I have to walk away, and you can be like, hey, go. I got this.
Right.
And I walk away. It feels awkward for me when you tell me. I'm sure it feels awkward for you when you have to tell me, but it's something that we have to communicate, and I don't think any differently of her.
Right, I'm not like, oh my God, I can't believe.
But it's something that's in our heads. We just have to fucking snap out of.
Right.
It's just get out of it. And it's, you have to be willing to accept that feedback from your spouse without getting upset.
Right.
And you, the spouse, need to understand, hey, they are in a weird mental state right now, and the response that they're going to give is not necessarily indicative of how they feel about me.
Right. And it's not, they're not like taking it out on you or taking it out on someone So on purpose, it's just, they're just in this thing and you just kind of were there. So it's like, you just got to like remind them that, hey, like, this is not your norm. Can we, like, what do we got
to
do?
What do you need? You got a headache? You need to take ibuprofen? You need more water?
Have you had your caffeine today? Like, have you taken all your meds? Because, like, for me, I always forget. Like, unless he physically hands it to me, I'm just not going to remember. It's literally sitting right
here.
Which
is funny because I'm the guy that doesn't remember shit. But for some reason, medication
is something he remembers. But they're literally sitting right here next to me on the nightside table, and I just cannot remember to take them. So unless you physically hand it to me and bring me the water, I'm going to forget.
So it turns into this yesterday thing kind of turns into taking care of your spouse. And this, I think, will probably touch into the neurodivergency section of things.
Right.
But part of being ADHD or that neurodivergent is struggling with self-care. I personally, I don't think I've ever necessarily had an issue with it as far as like not wanting to shower necessarily or whatever. But for you, it's not that you don't want to shower.
Right.
It's that showering at the wrong time of the day just throw the whole fucking thing off.
Right.
It adds extra routine to you. It adds your hair getting wet. It's
like a whole, like, I have to like mentally like process everything. And then it's like, well, no, I'm just not going to do it then. It's fine. But like,
it just turns into too many steps for you. And right. It's not even that you don't have enough time. It's just, this is too much for me mentally right now to comprehend because you're asking me to do all these other things. Now I'm going to go in there. Got to shave my legs, got to shave my pussy, got to shave my butthole, got to shave my nipples, got to shave my armpits, got to wash my hair, got to condition my hair, got to wash my face. Like,
it turns into a whole thing. And then I'm just like, and then by the time I'm done, I'm like, I'm exhausted. Like, how am I supposed to then function the rest of the day? And I'm like, but doing it each individual day is not going to work too, because that's just, it's not going to work. So
our solution, first off, we take showers together every day.
Right.
It does not matter if it's 2 minutes, 5 minutes, whatever. We are touching each other in the shower,
or if I'm just kind of like doing a quick rinse.
But
whatever.
I can tell when she's hit that point where she needs to wash her hair, but she's not in the mood to wash her hair.
Right.
Or she needs to shave. She's uncomfortable because she's got the pricklies, but she doesn't want to bend over and shave.
Right.
I don't mind touching her. I don't mind hanging out with her. I don't mind sitting down in the shower, putting shaving cream on her legs and shaving her legs.
Right.
It takes that off of her mind. I get to connect with her.
Right.
She'll do the same shit for me.
Right.
You know, like if I need something done, she's gladly do it. I mean, that's just what we do. We are more comfortable doing things for each other than we are for ourselves.
Right.
And I think if more spouses do that, if you put your spouse before yourself and hamper them, you know what I mean?
Right.
There is not a single thing I would not do for you. You know what I mean?
I mean, we're constantly, I mean, we're not touching now, but like we are constantly like at night after like the kids go to bed, like we literally, like we don't even watch TV anymore. Like we sit there and doom scroll on Facebook and I'm just rubbing him while you're still doing work because that's just who you are. But like I just hit a point where I'm like, I can't mentally continue. I just need to like do my doom.
Late at night is when I get to the point where I'm like, I need to like get something done, but my focus is starting to wane.
Right.
And that's when I say, hey, touch me. Just like,
right.
I just need you to ground me. Just put your hand on me. And for some reason, it's like you putting your hand on me and like that constant touching is like my way of being like, okay, I know that she's touching me because I'm supposed to get this task done.
Right.
And if I can, and when you stop, I can tell when you stop because you get distracted touching me nonstop. You'll like freeze when you see something funny.
Right.
And then be like, oh, it's my bad. And you go back to it.
Right.
But it's like,
I'll like go to do something with my, like I'll be on my phone and then I'll like take my hand off for a second to like do something. And I'm like, whoops, sorry. I was supposed to be touching.
But it seems silly, but it's literally like that physical response is like what lets me know, like, first off, she's still with me,
right.
And I'm not ignoring her necessarily, because that's another concern that'll actually distract me completely, is if I feel like, should I be paying attention to her? Not that she's ever even like that, but like this, right. Just my thought process.
Well, that's so the same way where I'm like, well, I know I'm doom scrolling, but like
we still want to connect.
I'm not like physically talking to you or like, but like I'm still like with you and I'm still like touching you and like rubbing, you know, whether it's just your head, your back, whatever, arms, just, you know, just having that physicalness helps. I mean, it helps me too, but I know it helps you quite a bit, but it definitely helps me like remember that, like, yeah, even though I'm still doing something totally different and you're still doing something totally different, like we're still like connecting in an odd way, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what gives us kind of our alone time, I guess, since we're around each other all the time, is we can still shut off, do our own thing, but we don't want to stop connecting from each other because we're fucking weirdos.
Right, like, we don't want to be in separate rooms. Like, we sometimes we just want, like, silence. I mean, yeah, I'm probably listening to videos that probably annoy you, but, like, half the time you don't even, I'm like, oh, did you hear that? And you're like, hear what? I'm like, okay, never mind. Like, I'll save it for you and show you later.
I mean, we'll take that a step further. And one of the ways we like to connect too is, like, I'll have you, like, straight up mount me, get on top of me, right? And you'll just hang out flat, and I'll just rub your back.
I go dead.
I can rub your ass, and I'm inside you. You can feel me pulsating, and that is, like, to me, like, we'll listen to slow music. You'll just do slow touches. You'll slow touch me. And it's like, we're not even actively fucking, and I'm pretty sure that's, like, tantric or some shit like that. But, like, that's how we do it. It works.
I mean, not all the time, but, like.
No, not all, especially if I've been wearing your ass out. The last thing you want is me to hang out in you again after, you know. But sometimes it works well.
Sometimes, because, like, sometimes I don't want it to be, like, rough. So I'm like, okay, well, you can hang out in there, but, like, don't be, like, slamming it into me. So.
Yeah, I follow the rules, too.
You do.
And that is part of the thing that we have, right, is I've taught myself that, like, I'm not going to take advantage of the little situations that I've been given, because she's more likely to continually grant me these little situations if I don't take advantage of it.
Right.
Every time I get to go in her, I have to fill her up. She's not going to want to have to continually have to clear out a cream pie. You know what I mean?
But there are times
that it happens. And I usually warn her and be like, hey, I am all of a sudden feeling that one just crept up on me. You mind if I unload? You're like, yeah, bring it.
All of a sudden do it. Then I'm like, oh, I thought you were just going to stick it in. You're like, yeah, my bad.
I think you can tell. Usually,
I know. Usually I can tell. But, like, I always like to, like, not tease, but, like, I'll be like, hey, what happened to Justin? You're like, yeah, my bad, dude. I'm like, it's fine. Like, I knew it was coming. I could tell. I could feel the change. But, like, I don't want to, like, call you out on it while it's in the middle of it, because I don't want you to lose that. But, like. But
also, like, I know when I actually need it, right?
Right. And also,
it clears my head. It allows me to think clearly. And, like, I'm thinking of guys that don't get it often. Their wives are frustrated with them because they're always asking for it. They're always saying no. What the fuck are they supposed to do?
Right.
Like, y'all got to, like, you need to think of your marriage as one person.
Right.
When he's horny, you're horny. The couple's horny. You got to get it out. It's not just going to go away. You can't just say, oh, let's pray it away. Jesus will take care of this. It's not.
Jesus, take the wheel.
No. Sometimes you need a little butt sex. You know what I mean? Hey. Well, maybe not. Maybe not that hard. Well, you can get there.
You can. But, like, I think you could also tell, like, there's times where, like, I can tell, like, okay, well, he's going to come even though he said he's just going to stick it in me. But I think there's also times where you know that you need to get it. And you've stuck it in, but you can tell that I'm just not truly in it. And sometimes you'll pull out and, like, blow it on me or whatever, or, like, in your hand or however it needs to happen. But, like, I know, like, that it needs to happen, but you can almost read my, like, emotions as far as that goes. And
yeah, we figured out different ways to connect with each other, even when the other one's not fully feeling in the mood. Right. And I'm not going to feel upset. It's not, I know that she still loves me. It's not like she loves me less.
Right.
Yeah, I know she's batshit crazy about me. She's also not the type of person, though, that's going to gush and tell me, you know, how much she loves me, because that's just not her personality. I am going to tell her nonstop. I'm just going to fucking goo all over her about how awesome she is. I'm not upset about it. I know that's not who she is.
I try. It's just, it
doesn't feel natural to you because it's just not how you are.
Right.
And part of me, you know, part of the me giving people praise thing, I think that's probably what has allowed me to be able to be more forthcoming in giving people praise, because I'm so open with telling you constantly,
right,
how much I love you. And not even in just a kidding way. I would just be lying there. I just straight up be like, I got to tell you, I fucking love you.
Right. Or he'd be like, hey, did I tell you today, I love you? I'm like, oh, you know, I'm not sure. And I'm like, like, knowing that you probably did at some point, but, like, I always, like, well, tease, like, you know, I'm not sure. I don't think so. And you're like, oh, well, let me go ahead and tell you again. Like, but it's just, I just know that that's how, you know, you, not like you are, but, like.
Well, I know that you appreciate it. It makes, always puts you in a better mood.
Right.
It's.
And I struggle with the reciprocation, and I try, but it just, it comes out.
It's not needed. We communicate differently and we communicate as a unit. I know what your communication deficiencies are. You know what mine are.
Right.
I don't like reading emails that give me rejections.
Sorry.
So I give it to her and then she lets me know. Was it rejection dysphoria or something like that? I think is what it's called. I think it's another ADHD thing, but
yeah, probably. You don't want to read the whole thing. You just see the no and you're like, well, shit. Like, well, what letter?
Well, we appreciate fucking A.
You're like, read it. You know, instead of it could still say, well, we appreciate this. And then, you know, whatever.
That's part of the issue taking the world's biggest shots ever, right? Like, I'm trying to tell people, like, you can't grow. First off, podcasting is all about, like, connections. It's networking. And obviously, the knowledge that we talk about is important too. But connecting, taking those big shots. We've made some very big shots for no reasons.
Absolutely.
And there's been some that have landed for no reason. Right. And there's been others that have fallen flat for the exact reason that you'd expect, because we have no fucking clout. But if we don't take those chances, we actually discussed this recently on another thing that we do, where we basically say, like, look, opportunity is not going to create itself. You've got to create the opportunity. You've got to put yourself out there and you've got to take the credit for things. Because nobody else is going to give it to you.
Right. What is it? You miss 100% of the shots you don't take?
100% of the shots you don't take. So that's what we do here. We take big shots. Sometimes they come back. Sometimes they don't. Whatever.
But you just don't know until you try. So.
If you've gotten this far on the podcast, make sure you guys check out the website, virginitysnatchers.com. It's going to show you all the fun stuff that Steph has been up to lately. OnlyFans right now is 20% off.
For new or previous
Subscribers, and we've opened it back up. All the pay-per-view that had Steph and I included is included with the package. The only thing that you'll have to pay for, if you want to, is going to be the swinger or the virgin video.
Or like erotic photo shoot.
Which is kind of like swingers.
Yeah, like the...
Basically things with other people other than Steph and I. And keep in mind, you know, our pricing is, I think it's pretty fair. It's usually about $30 for a virgin video, about $20 for the swinger videos. It could go up to $30 depending.
Depending on what,
if you ask for a discount, you're probably going to get put on a list that excludes you from ever getting discounts again, because it's awkward when we have to tell you.
Makes me want to like say, okay, instead of it being $30, now it's going to be $50 for you just because you're being a dick. So
I know that not everybody's necessarily trying to be a dick. Everybody's trying to save money, but we got to pay our bills just as much. And we know that the service we offer, as far as, you know, helping gentlemen lose their virginity, is a unique thing. So if it is something that you support, if you want to keep seeing it, y'all, support comes in the way of purchasing videos, tipping, responding, liking things, retweeting things, you know, engage with us. We love engagement, and you'll be able to start finding us on lives here again very often.
Yeah, we saw one not long, you know.
And make sure you're following us on TikTok, Stephanie Class X and Awkward Pillow Talk. Let's get into the last part of our episode here today.
Speaking of,
because we're going to have to go here in about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Maybe sooner. But we want to talk a little bit about the next set of virgins that we took on.
Yeah, because we stopped at number 6. So we're going to go through
8, 9, and 10.
And then, do we leave the other one as a solo one? The end of part one?
Yeah, I think
we do that one as a whole separate one.
For sure.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and let's dive into number 7.
Yeah.
So number 7 was the way that he sent his...
We label him... Okay, well, go ahead.
The way that he sent his application, it was an immediate yes on my side, because it was a very well-written application.
Do you remember that?
He told a story, and then I showed you his picture, and he's not a bad-looking dude, but he's a dork.
Yeah.
I'm preface this again. If you are one of the virgins that are listening to this, let's go ahead and just stop listening now.
Especially if you're 7, 8, 9, or 10, don't listen.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
Right.
Because we, like I said, I'm never going to say anything bad about you guys.
But
it might be uncomfortable for you. Right. And I want to make sure that everybody hears the truth.
That we necessarily, well, never mind, we still talk to somewhat, but the other three, maybe not so much so. Like,
but it doesn't matter. I'm not going to say anything bad about you. I promise that. I'm not going to give away your identity.
Yeah, your identity is safe. Don't worry, guys.
But it's going to be truthful about, you know, how the scenario was, so that other people can relate to it and be like, okay, that would be me in this.
Right.
So he did drive a long way.
He drove like 4 hours, didn't he?
It was like 3 or 4 hours. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
keep all the way from like the coast, like, which.
Yeah. It was a long drive.
It was a haul.
He finally got in. I think it was, I feel like he got in around 9 or 10 in the morning. It was the first one that we did during the day.
Yes.
And
did we do number 2 during the day? No, that one was at night.
It was the first one we did during the day. And I remember that because I forgot to feed you beforehand, which is like a fatal flaw.
Fatal.
Because that one took 2 hours to film.
We call him the talkative virgin.
The talkative.
That is, if you search for him on any of my platforms, Minivids, OnlyFans, Fansly, he is labeled as the talkative virgin because he was so nervous. And I do the same thing. Like when I get nervous, I just overtalk and I don't know when to stop. And I don't like the awkward silence. So I just talk. And he was the exact same way. Like, did not know what to do or say. So he just was going to talk.
Yeah. So for this one, I wanted to do something different again. So I pulled out the massage table and I was like, all right, Steph, get naked and let's do a little anatomy lesson.
Because he has never seen.
He'd never seen a naked woman or touched one. So I was like, let's do it. So you laid out and he's kind of going over. I just remember he's shaking so damn hard.
Yeah.
And I'm like showing him different parts of you and stuff. And then we move over to the bed and you start, you know, sucking him and stuff, and he had issues getting hard,
right?
And I think he was just so in his fucking head, as a lot of these guys are. But we did finally get there. It just took a lot of patience. He kept on talking to me and be like, hey, can you tell me a sexy story? I'm like, I don't want to be part of this,
right? He liked hearing that,
like, my voice is not going to be the erection giver for you. I'm sorry, but he tried. I think I was nice enough to tell at least about Hedo or something.
He definitely, I didn't know like what he was looking for, and so like I didn't know what stories to tell or whatever, so I just kind of was like, I just want to get down to like,
he's one fuck,
just want to get down to business. I could feel I was getting hungry, but I didn't want to be that person that, I hate being the person that calls it, because like,
and I had a work appointment at like 1 o'clock that day.
Yeah,
I had to get out for it. So but he finally got hard, and I remember one of my favorite clips, we have an old intro video that we used the sound clip for at the end. It's the second he gets in, he goes, well, I guess I'm not a virgin anymore.
I forgot about that.
I thought that was funny. So I used that clip at the end of that old intro that we...
I forgot about that.
Yeah. So did he come?
Don't remember.
I don't think he came.
I don't think he did.
I think he struggled because it was like 2 hours. Our cameras all died. And I think you were so hungry that by the time he left, you started crying.
Because I was so...
So I ended up having to call my appointment and delay them. And then I went to go get like a Wawa.
Yeah, or something like that.
Wawa quesadilla. That's what I've got you.
That's right.
I remember very specifically.
Yes.
And then I just got to the appointment.
I was just so...
It wasn't like you were upset with him. Not like you didn't like the situation. You just get angry.
It was just... We had never had it go so long in... So I think I was just mentally just done.
So that was the point that we decided, okay, we get time limits on these now.
Right.
And we're going to be very clear that we don't really want it to last more than 30 minutes, but an hour comes, you're going to get your ass kicked out now at this point. Because even if you drive 3 or 4 hours,
it does not matter.
It doesn't matter to us. Hey, thanks for making the drive, but ultimately we're the ones that are providing the reward.
Right.
And the reward is not going to increase because you put more effort in. You made the agreement to get the reward.
And you know, it's one of those things where, like we say, a lot of the virgins don't come. So it's like, if you can't do it in an hour, chances are it's not going to happen.
So, yeah, it's never gone better.
Right. Like it always just snowballs from there. Yeah. So we'll go to.
Should we go to the next one?
Right.
Number 8 is everybody. I'm sure. I think we've talked about this several times, so we probably won't hit this one too long.
But
we will hit it long enough because no pun intended. But
number 8, what is he labeled as? The massive BBC version?
10.5 inch BBC.
The 10.5 inch BBC.
I hate the term BBC.
I do too.
Let me throw that out there. I'm going to have an episode at some point once I get to talk to somebody, once somebody's willing to come on here and talk to me about it. I do not like that term. I feel like it's racist.
We've asked somebody before.
We've asked, and look, everybody we've asked that would be considered that has said it's fine.
They hate it too.
They don't like it too, but they understand the necessity of it. And it almost, I don't want to like speak
for everybody
on that. Yeah. The way Steph and I were raised is we just don't really look at color. like right. that. It's just the area we were raised in. It just,
it doesn't matter.
I mean, yeah, it doesn't matter to us. So we don't think of it like that, but we understand that certain people are into it, and it has to be labeled.
We're not into that or whatever. So
we have to label it. And BBC is the best way to label something that is 10 and a half inches on a black dude.
Ridiculous looking.
I didn't know.
Literally like a freaking arm.
Yeah, I didn't know.
We had never asked before. Like, we would be like, I don't remember. I don't think we cared because, like, we just thought, like, this was never going to be an issue. And then...
I mean, I always kind of assume people, like, lied a little bit about their...
But then, I don't know. So, he shows up. We asked him why. And he said, well, girls my age, just every time I would pull it out, they would get scared. And we were like, what are you talking about? He goes, well, I'm a little big. And we were like...
Well, how big are you?
Yeah.
10 and a half inches.
And I was like, I was like, okay, no way. And then he pulls that out. I'm like, holy shit. Like, this thing, I'm not even kidding. Like, it looked like the size of my arm. It was every bit of 10. I mean, I didn't pull out a ruler, but, like, probably wasn't lying.
No, so, you probably barely got past the head of that thing when you were sucking it, too. You can actually see it. Like,
yeah, like.
We got videos of you sucking on it and obviously riding it, and the condom. He's using a Magnum XL condom, and it doesn't even go down to half his shaft. Like, it was basically like you were getting pussy cream all over his, like,
actual
dick, because the condom didn't go down far enough.
Yep. But we gotta get going here in a little bit. So we won't talk about number 8 for too long.
Yep. So, I mean, that's really it. He was a nice guy.
He came back for.
He's a little awkward, but aren't we all? Nice enough, though. I really have no...
And I really do believe that the reason that he was a virgin was because nobody wanted to mess with that. Because I was like, damn, I'm not sure I want to, but we're going to give it a try. Because dude can't be a virgin forever because he's too big. Like,
right.
Ridiculous.
So, number 9, one of the luckiest motherfuckers on Earth, I think.
Really, really true.
So he reached out and he was easygoing. That's usually what works with me, is I ask for something and you give it to me and I say, okay, I ask, you answer quickly, you don't give me a bunch of delays. And if I am slow to respond, you're not like, hey.
What's going on? Hey.
Because I have a life. This is not a priority for me to set up you fucking my wife.
Right.
Because again, that's really for me. Like... so you got to like really like hit it well. He hit it well. He understood the assignment, so to speak. And this was still, we were trying to find interesting things to do.
Right. Cause I mean, after number 8, everyone was like, what else you got? I'm like, dude, I don't know.
Yeah. So all right, let's try the DVP. Ever done that before? And we had tried it before with that one dude that was really pushy that you did not like.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And I don't think it worked. Remember. I'm not, it whiskey dick, so
yeah, I don't remember that, but that's all right.
Yeah. So I don't really count that,
right?
So we did it with him and we were like, I'm not sure it's gonna work because it's a virgin, like it's a big ask.
It is a big ask.
Most of them can't even get hard, so much less get hard enough to like get it in with my dick in there already. Mm-hmm. And I'm not gay, but like I will, I don't mind like contact for a cause.
Accidental.
You know what I mean? So like, especially since it was something she was excited about trying, or nervous but excited about trying.
Right. So that one he's labeled as
The DVP.
Virgin, or, the DV.
And that one's cool, though.
So the experimental virgin.
And he got to come back, too. We treated him to his first ever FFM with your friend. So
my friend. So two videos. So if you like him, makes a comeback later on.
And then number 10. That's our last one we'll talk about today. Yeah. We liked him just because.
I genuinely liked him as a... Not that I don't like any of the others. I connected with him and I felt
he had a history with music.
Right.
He gave me weed, which was really cool of him, and it was good.
It's good weed.
And then he actually gave me more when he came back for the GB
right.
that I needed before Virginia got into the medical.
Yeah, you're like, he was like, hey, you need support.
I was like, I need a vape. Can you get me one? He's like, yeah. And he just gave it to me for free. He's like, this is like that's what it should be. Like, shit, you coming to fuck my wife? The least you can do. I'm not putting that out there, y'all. Don't be bringing me flowers. But it was cool. He was a cool dude. And we figured out that his issue was anxiety, as everybody else's, but also he had ED.
Right.
And it was ED that was caused from anxiety. And he felt like he was too young to treat it.
Right.
And I was like, dude, I mean, I take it when I want to, because like if I'm trying to party at Hito, I'm going to take a fucking Cialis or something, you know what I mean? Or right. Poochu, whatever it is. And then I'm going to go to town. So I was like, I mean, I just went, you know, on vacation. I was like, you want to try one of these? And right. I was like, let's try.
Like, yeah, no, we're not a doctor.
I was like, I'm not a doctor. So like, if your heart explodes, like, this isn't my fault.
But you're like, you agree to that, right? And he's like, yeah.
So we go out. We're like, let's take it. We go out to the garage for like 20 minutes, let it kind of do its thing. I was like, all right, let's try this again. We go back down, and dude was ready to go.
He was ready.
We got you spit roasted. We had him choking you a little bit.
Yeah.
And
it was like he just had that. He got his groove back. Like he just needed that. And afterwards, he was like, okay, where do I get this? How do I find it? He was like, that was what I needed. And like you could just tell, it was like this light bulb went off for him. And it was like, I didn't know.
Well, and I understand too. Like the first time that I reached out to somebody for ED meds, I was like, why the fuck would I need it? I've got a big dick and I can fuck anything.
Right.
But it's like, first off, you get in your head. Right. And then it just having like today, like not today, but like nowadays, I'll take 5 milligrams a day essentially.
Just to
kind of like, you know,
it's there.
In all good days, I don't use it and I don't feel like I'm missing it. You know right. what I mean? But if I need it, it's there.
Right.
And it's just that extra bit of assurance that's like, hey, we can go.
We can do this. We can.
So if you're in that same boat, like really don't hesitate. Yeah. Just go with it. Give it a try. Find somebody, you know, it's pretty cheap. You can usually get them for like, you know, 50, 60 bucks. And it's just a quick online consultation with somebody. But it'll change your life if that's a concern of yours. If that is in your head at all going into your first experience of, oh, I might not get hard, go get it.
Right.
Go take care of it. That way you can get that out of your head. That is the worst feeling in the world because you will defeat yourself.
Right.
100%.
He was so like, you know, it helped him so much that he was able to come back for the GB too. And
yep,
he
took another one that night. We gave him one that night too, and he was good to go.
Good time. So
he sure did. So we will end our podcast today with that. And of course, we're going to go into the next 10 in the next few episodes as well.
Yeah.
But make sure you check out our website, virginitysnatchers.com. Make sure you listen to all of our podcasts. Make sure you find our YouTube. And more importantly than anything, make sure you support Stephanie Klass. You know you want to see your vagina. It's beautiful. Take a look at it.
Maybe they don't.
Maybe my dick is pretty cool looking too. I don't know.
Pretty cool. I like it.
You like it?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time.
Bye, guys.
Awkward people, Stephanie and I are super excited to announce a new partnership that we have with a swinging community site called SDC. Now, the way that we're going to handle this one is this is where we're going to communicate from now on with anybody that we want to play with, because SDC has a great way of letting us figure out exactly what somebody is. It's going to ask all the right questions. I get to know what their height, their weight, their play preference, all kinds of pictures. They can upload videos, and it makes it super easy to search and verify location on. So we figured, hey, if they're going to let us play and advertise, that's probably going to be the right site for us to use, right, Steph?
Absolutely. I mean, it makes sense.
It's like window shopping now. Steph can just jump on and whoever she likes, boom, right there. Now, if you want to make sure that you get connected with us on that site, sign up through our link, awkwardxxx.com. Anybody that signs up there, we will find out. Now, maybe not immediately because we're still learning, but we will find you and we will send you a message saying, hey, thank you for joining. And it'll be a great way for us to connect and have unfiltered conversation together. So we're really looking forward to it. And hopefully we'll see you online at awkwardxxx. So we dropped all of our prices.
Yeah.
Because we're trying to create community here instead of just try to make money. You know, I always said that when I was in real estate, that if we took care of our community first, the money would come. And
they
that's exactly
take care of us.
Exactly. And that's what we're trying to do here. So on our Fansly now, we have it opened up pretty wide. For about $100, you can see every pay-per-view that we have available.
Right.
Opened right there. We're also dropping the prices of all our pay-per-views across the board. So instead of $30 a pop, they're going to be $20 a pop. We know the economy is struggling right now, but we also just really want to increase the amount of people that can see our content and possibly join in. So if you think that might be you, check it out, virginitysnatchers.com. Please support us and leave a comment
like it, share it, tell your family about it, and we'll see you there.
So, you know, part of the awkward is let's have a little talk about hygiene.
Yeah.
You know, the Summer's Eve products, you know, you always walk down. I used to walk down and be like, what flavor would I like my vagina to be this month?
Right, like the flavor of the month.
But then I realized my favorite flavor of vagina is actually not Summer's Eve.
Right.
Or Spring Blossom. It's vagina.
Yeah, it's just straight up. That's the way it is.
And when we got a sample of this healthy hoo-hoo, that was my first concern, was what is this going to smell like?
I was like, uh-oh.
I'm pretty content with the way things are smelling. And it smelled like nothing.
Yeah, it was very odorless.
Completely odorless. And, you know, you've used it before and after play sessions, which is what you're supposed to do.
Right.
Helps balance the pH. And I've actually been able to use it a few times on myself, too, because pH balance is not just for you.
Yeah.
It works for me as well. So if you're interested in giving something a go that's not going to, you know, take away that natural
flavor,
then you may want to check out Healthy Hoo Hoo and use our discount code STEPHANIECLASSX and get yourself